The incantation ended amid a suffusion of jasmine and sweetbriar. In the right-hand pentacle, a hulking form appeared. A giant with blonde braided hair and a single glaring eye. Miss Piper went on reading. The giant performed a low and complex bow.
Master, I greet you with the blood of your enemies. With their cries and lamentations, victory is ours.
Mandrake raised an eyebrow. So you chased them away, then? The Cyclops nodded.
They fled like mice before lions. Literally, in some cases.
Indeed. That was to be expected. But did you capture any?
We killed a good many. You should have heard them squeak. And their fleeing hooves fairly shook the earth.
Right. So you didn't capture a single one. Which was expressly what I ordered you and the others to do. There was a shudder as the two boats touched side to side. The decks were almost level, and the bearded German judged the swaying boats carefully, with two armed ratings ready to board behind him.
Geronimo! Henderson yelled as he grabbed the pistol tucked in the waistband of his trousers and shot the German through the head.
Jarhope's machine gun polished off the armed men behind him. Boo sprung up, threw the lightweight awning off the 22mm gun and mowed down two men on the rear of the deck. Up front, Mark's first shot went clean through the captain's head. He hit a second man as a third jumped out of the bridge, only to be shot from the opposite end of the boat by Troy. Eight men had been killed before the German fired a shot, but the balance of power shifted when the potato peeler got himself behind the armoured flanges of a 20mm cannon at the front of the boat.